السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Just a reminder to make dua for the son of one of our active community members, brother Amir Osman. His son Uzair is undergoing a major back surgery. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that surgery successful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him complete and a hasty shifa after that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him and to protect his family and to protect all of the Muslimin. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We also want to make dua for the grandmother of one of our community members. Her name was Suzanne. She's back in Syria. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive her, to have mercy on her. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant her Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And with that, inshallah, we make dua for all of the sick of the community. We get a lot of messages, brothers and sisters, so we just make a general dua for everyone that's sick in the community, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a hasty and complete shifa. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallam wa sallam barak ala sallam. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد يقول تبارك وتعالى في القرآن العظيم بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And we send our peace and blessings upon our noble and beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And I remind myself and yourselves, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us in this Quran, to fear Him when He said, O you who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared, and do not die except in the state of submission to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to die in this blessed state. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. It is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He created us in a specific way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled something in His creation, in all of mankind, and that is forgetfulness. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named us al-insan, coming from the root word that means forgetfulness. And we also have other things, like sometimes we lose willpower, sometimes we become lazy, sometimes we get demotivated, sometimes we lack self-esteem, sometimes we lack drive. But because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensated us in abundance and gave us the ability to return to Him. But we need to have one thing in order to do this, in order to compensate for this lacking that we have, for this deficiency. Accountability, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, holding ourselves responsible for the duties that Allah gave us, holding ourselves accountable when we make a mistake. Accountability is perhaps one of the first lessons that we learn in the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran, decreed for it to be begun with Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening, and then Surah Al-Baqarah, and the first surah, the first story in Surah Al-Baqarah is the story of Adam alayhi salam and Iblis. And in the story of Adam alayhi salam and Iblis, we learn this lesson of accountability, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how Iblis made a mistake. Iblis did something wrong. Iblis did something evil. He did not obey the command of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said prostrate, he did not prostrate. What did Iblis do? Instead of holding himself accountable and saying, I am wrong for doing this, oh God, forgive me, Iblis said, رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ He said, because you lured me, O Allah. He accused Allah of misguiding him. He pointed the finger at other than himself, and because of this, he was doomed until the day of judgment. And because of this, he was decreed to be from those who lead those who go to the hellfire in the hereafter, subhanAllah, because he did not hold himself accountable for his mistake. He did not, but he accused Allah. He accused someone else. And that is the point. Whereas Adam alayhi salam, when he ate from the forbidden tree and he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he owned up to his mistake. He said, him and Hawa, they both said, alayhim salam, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Oh Allah, we wronged ourselves. We were the ones that made the mistake, oh Allah. We were the ones who forgot. We were the ones who lost azima, lost willpower. Oh Allah, we did wrong. Forgive us. And what did Allah do? He forgave them. Allah showed His mercy on them. Did they say, Ya Allah, why did you
Put this tree in Jannah. Ya Allah, why did you not make all of Jannah permissible for me? Why did it have to be this tree? Why did you put the desire in me to want to eat from this tree? Did he accuse Allah? No. Because this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach us in the first story in the Quran, to hold ourselves accountable. Be accountable for what we say, for what we do. Own up our mistakes. Let's stop accusing others. And this is why, look at Iblis in the hereafter, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in a story, and this is in Yawm al-Qiyamah. And imagine Yawm al-Qiyamah. The day when people don't know anyone else but themselves. The people are running for their own salvation, searching for deeds that can help them in their judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Saba, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يَرْجِعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ يقول الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا لولا أنتم لكنا مؤمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, only if you saw, only if you can imagine seeing what is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. وَلَوْ تَرَى, when the oppressor stands before Allah, when the oppressors, the transgressors, the wrongdoers, the ones who didn't own up to their mistakes, the ones who did not hold themselves accountable, they stand on the Day of Judgment. They are speaking, and Allah is telling us what they are going to speak like. Right? إِذْ يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اِسْتُضْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّ مُؤْمِنِينَ. The weak ones are telling the arrogant ones, the strong ones, the wealthy ones, the ones with power, if it weren't for you, we would have been believers. SubhanAllah, look at them. Even on the Day of Judgment, these weak-souled, weak-hearted people are accusing who? Are accusing the strong of their wrongdoings, of their shortcomings, of their lack of accountability for themselves. SubhanAllah. They're trying to pull a fast one. They're trying to do what they did in this dunya. Oh, it wasn't me. It was the teacher. It was my boss. It was the car. It was this. It was that. You know, I sleep. It's my, you know, I'm a heavy sleeper. That's why I can't wake up for Fajr. You know, I don't make enough money. That's why I can't give sadaqah. No. That does not work, Yawm al-Qiyamah. That card does not work, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is narrating what these people are saying. Oh, if it weren't for you, oh wealthy, strong people, we would have been believers. قال الذين استكبروا للذين استضعفوا أنحن صددناكم عن الهدى بعد إذ جاءكم بل كنتم مجرمين. Is it us that took you away from the guidance when it was apparent to you? We never controlled you. We never controlled you. We didn't tell you what to do. I didn't tell you to listen to the music that I produced. I didn't tell you to watch the movies. I didn't tell you to follow every movement I did as a celebrity so you can imitate me in everything you do. I didn't tell you to do that. You did it on your own. This is the reality. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ. But you were the ones who were wrongdoers. This is what they will tell the weak on the Day of Judgment. And look, I'm giving a khutbah today. Do you know the final khutbah given on the Day of Judgment? The last khutbah after everything. بَعْدَ أَنْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. After the people in Jannah go to Jannah. The people of Nar go to Nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran what shaitan would say. وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتموني من قبل. Until the end of the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us what shaitan would tell the people after the judgment is complete. Those who are in hellfire, in hellfire. Those who are in Jannah, in Jannah. The final khutbah given by Iblis. Imagine. How many khutab we heard in our life. How many lectures we hear. The final lecture is going to be Iblis. It's going to say, I promised you, and Allah promised you. Allah was truthful with His promise. As for me, I betrayed you. But for me, I never had control over you. You had the free will from Allah. I am not going to change your decree, and you're not going to change mine. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And now he takes, even Iblis, tries to stomp over those wrongdoers who didn't hold themselves accountable. He says, I disbelieve in everything you said about me. All this ta'aleem, you making me shaitan, the one who controls, giving me extra powers that I never told you I had, but you just ascribed to me. I disbelieve in all of that. And he actually feels, he actually thinks at that point that he might be forgiven for doing this. Imagine, after luring everyone. This is the ending, ya ikhwan. So let us do what Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu told us to do. He said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Hold yourself accountable before Allah holds you accountable for your deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us when this day comes. We ask Allah to have mercy on us. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear beloved and brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have a moment of retrospection, of self-accountability after this khutbah right here. Let it be an action item when you get in your car, you crank it up, and you put it on drive and start driving. Before you turn on the radio and listen, before you call a friend, before you text a relative or someone close to you, before you do anything, think. Hold yourself accountable. Who's responsible for my shortcomings? Who can fix themselves? When am I going to stop to blame my lack of praying Fajr on my heavy sleep, or my inconsistency in Salah on my laziness, my forgetfulness? When am I going to stop blaming my spouse and start holding myself accountable and say, you know what, I'm the one that's doing something wrong? It's not always them. Before we accuse them, let's not do what Iblis did. Let's not point a finger. Let's point a finger on ourselves. Because if we do that, perhaps Allah may forgive us and change us, the way He did with Adam alayhi salam. So let us change ourselves today and have a moment of self-reflection. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to rectify our affairs. I ask Allah to have mercy on us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the straight path. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He united us on this blessed day and in this blessed congregation, on this blessed day of Yawm al-Jum'ah, to forgive us and to unite us in Jannatul Firdaus. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us, our families, our spouses, our relatives, our friends, and everyone who says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in Jannatul Firdaus, all together, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah. Salallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa yuthabbit aqdamana wa yansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، اللهم اجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر، اللهم اغفر لنا هزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك عندنا، اللهم حرر أقصانا، اللهم حرر أقصانا، اللهم حرر مقدساتنا، اللهم عليك بالمنافقين، اللهم عليك بمن مكر ضد هذا الدين، اللهم عليك بأعداء المسلمين، اللهم عليك بأعداء الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اجعل كيد كيدهم في نحرهم واجعل تدميرهم في تدميرهم واشغلهم بأنفسهم وأهلكهم كما أهلكت عادا وثمود يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثن بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من إنسه وجنه، فقال عز من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وأكرم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوعتنا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.